We on Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis. We had learned on Daf Samach Gimel Amid Aleph that the reason that Yeshua ben Nun was not zeichet to children is because he was a meira halacha b'fnei Rabbi Saradoni Moshe Kloy. Upligeh the Rab Abba Bar Pope. And he's chaylik on Rab Abba Bar Pope, because Rab Abba Bar Pope said there is a different reason why Yeshua ben Nun was not zeichet to bonim schorim. Omar Rab Abba Bar Pope, loinenesh Yeshua, ela bishvil shebitel es Yisrael laiva achas mipirya baribya. The oinish was because his mevatel klal Yisrael laiva achas mipirya baribya. Shenema. It says, vayi biyois Yeshua birichoi, Vayisa eino vaya. Uchsiv, vayoyme loy, yestem, that halonu ato, oyim mitzoreinu. He told him, ki ani sar svo Hashem, ato botzi. He saw a malach, that oyim et kenegdoi, vacharvo ishlufe biyodoi. And this malach told him, ani sar svo Hashem, ato botzi. In the Gemara Darshans, what was the purpose of this malach coming kenegdoi? He had a tain on them. Omar loy emesh, in the evening, bitaltem tomid shalbeinu abayim. You could have been makriv the tomid shalbeinu abayim, and you are not makriv the tomid shalbeinu abayim. Ba'achshav, and now, bitaltem, now you are mevatel talmud Torah. You're mevatel talmud Torah. Al eizem mehem boso. So he asked him, on which avla are you coming? Kenegdeinu, amaloi, ata bosi. I'm coming on the bittul teire. Miyad, vayelach Yeshua balayla hu, b'seicha emek, v'omar Rabbi Yochanan melameik shaholach ba'oimkoi shal haloch. See, in Tosis, this is a pasuk later, but when Yeshua had a chance, he was misakin this chet shaholach ba'oimkei shel aloch. Ugemiri, now this is the ray of the Gemara, the chol zman sha'orein u'shchina shruyin sheloi b'mkaimon asurim b'tashmesh amit. So that the oren was together with klal Yisrael, b'shas klal Yisrael were in the process of melchome at night, so that was Meineya Tashmish Amite, and they shouldn't, Rashi and Megillah says that Laila Bechlal is Allah's man Melchoma. He had no right to being Ma'arev Yerichoi at night, and Fakert, they were busy towards evening also. It also wasn't the time for Melchoma, so they should have been Makrev, the Tomit Shobein Abayim. They should have been learning at night, and since they were in the process of the Mulchome, the Oren was with them. So because of that, they were also B'tash B'shamita. So Batsim, there were three Avlis. There was Bittul HaTomid, there was Bittul Teire, and there was Bittul Pirya V'Rivya. So the Gemara says that what Yeshua was Nenash, that he wasn't Zeichet Tabonim, that was because he was Mavatel Kal Yisrael from Pirya V'Rivya. Agav Urche, there's a word from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that pshat is that the Tviya on Yeshua wasn't a poshet a bitul Torah. Klal Yisrael, b'shas at night when they were still oisik in Yonei Mulchome, so they weren't Mesiach Das from learning. But the Amkus of Torah, that was missing. The Shmaitse boy Lusa, that was Vayolan Be'emek. There was a bitul Torah, just like there's a bitul Torah in Kamos, there's a bitul Torah in Eichel. So there was a Tviyah that was missing by them, the Oinko Shel Haloche. We don't have a Musig how Klal Yisrael looked when they were Hilchim leMulchome. We say in Alanisim, V'zeidim biyad oiskei seirosecho. It seems everything is a chiddush. Rabim biyad ma'atim is a chiddush, that they were rabim and they were given over to miyad. Tmeyim biyad tahirim, what is the chiddush over there? So that's the mere the chiddush is, and I found in Rav Dessler, he says this, that the chiddush is that they were tmeyim in biyad tahirim and they remained tahirim. They weren't influenced by the sviva of being surrounded by tmeyim, they were tmeyim biyad tahirim, they remained tahirim. What is the chiddush of Zaydin biyad oiske seira secha? It seems b'shas the mulchome, they were oiske seira secha. They were oiske seira secha. But al kolponim, in Amkus, there was missing something. And there was a tviya since Laila is lazman mulchome. So there was a tviya on the Amkus shel Torah. There's also a word from Rabel Yelapion. He said when this malach came, the Malach mon from Yeshua, he mon from him, there was two avlas, Bitaltem, Tomit Shobeina Abayim, Vashem Bitaltem, Talmud Torah. So he was moning Klal Yisrael. So why did this Malach look like a Sar Tzvo? He should have looked like a Rosh Hashiva, a Mashgiach, I mean, a Sar Tzvo, he came, looked like a general with medals, with a Chalva Shlufa B'yodai, I mean. So, Rabbi Yelapion says that he tainet al tsar tzva you're doing wrong. The koyach of Klal Yisrael and Mochom is to the koyach of Torah. So, memele, so he's strategically you're using the wrong strategy. The koyach of Klal Yisrael is the koyach of Torah. So that was his tviya. Al tsar tzva there was a tviya of bitul Torah. Let us see Rashi. Lo inena Yeshua li yesariri elo shebi vayi biyoish Yeshua medachsiv v'charboi shlufo biyodoi nechlau de la peronies bo v'charboi shlufo biyodoi she came for peronies v'ata bosi de komalei hochi komalei ala veire shel achshav bosi. I'm coming from the Peronius is for the aveir of now. Ume di itzlach lemei mal shel achshav. Mechlal dakati hava achita. There was another aveir. Umayhi. What was the other aveir? Hochi komalei. Emish bitaltam tomit shel bein abay. Be'erev bitaltam atomit. Ba'achshav shecheshecho atem mevatlam talmud teire. Liha ilvicha yu asukim b'mochama b'yayim liha yolameis lasik b'teira l'balayra adobo meichiyar shaliskei talmud teira yichichay b'dechsiv krachini b'mochama shalai shahoysachel v'yelech yeshua b'layla hu b'saycha emek v'omar ab yechne melameit shalom b'omkei shalaloche. He was lon b'omek shalaloche. Miri the whole man shaoren ushrine shruyin shaloi ben kaima, v'oisoi laila shahichicham amalach, hayu mevatlim talmud teire b'shvil shoya oirvin al heir. Is therefore since they were oirin, they were surrounding the ear, v'loi herziroi v'erev esaoren lim kaima b'gilgul, because they were still in a melchoma process, so they had the oren with them. With them, who alaylo shebitloi mipirya verivya. He says, so what should he have done? He said, they should have returned the Oren to Gilgal, and then the Olam should have sat down in the Bati Midrashim to learn, and then Mestama would be shaykh, those who had a Yevayna would have been Mekayim Mitzvah Pirya verivya. But now, the way the situation was, it was impossible for anyone to be Mekayim Piri Verivya, because now there was an Issa, because the Oren was Shaloi Bim Kaimai. Zog Toysvus, Miyad Vayelech Yeshua Balayla Hu B'Soicha Emek. Garcina. So Toysvus says, this Pasuk with Goyres, Vayelech Yeshua Balayla Hu. Garcina Nami, Melameit Shaholach Ba'umko Shalaloch. Of a Mochemis Ay, this posik is written by Mochemis Ay, by Parsha Achoine, by Yolin. Avol Hosom Ksiv, by Soicha Om,
No, but Mechemesai,
Ksiv B'Pasha Achayne V'Yolom. There it says, the Stupsukim, it says V'Yolom B'Soichahom. Then it says V'Yelech. Both of these Psukim are written by Mechemesai. But Mechemesai is Ksiv B'Pasha Achayne V'Yolom. Avolah, so why does the Gemara bring the Pasuk of V'Yelech? Avolhosom Ksiv B'Soichahom. That says V'Yolom B'Soichahom. It means other Megillah, there's a Geira Shalom Ba'umke Shalalocha. So we could learn this drosha from Vayolim. But the Gemara doesn't bring the Pasuk of Vayolim because there it doesn't say Ba'imik. It says Vayolim B'Seicham. So therefore the Gemara brings this Pasuk Vayelach Yeshua Balailu B'Seichai. Toho de Komar Miyat Lavli Alta Rab Elok Shehufne. When he had the opportunity, holach beumka shalalach. Labasa ma'ase the malach tuvahave. Historically, this happened much later. This was when they were Isaac and Melchemes Ai. But that was the tikkun. So then they knew what to do at night, not to occupy themselves the melchomen, nor to be Isaac beumka shalalach. Kol zman sha'oren u'shchina sh'loi bin koimon, Yisrael asurim b'tash mishamim. Taim alavi. Legabi uvde shalir uriyo hachiti, hoya oren sh'loi bin koimon. The oren was sh'loi bin koimon. Tachsiv ha'oren b'Yisrael v'Yehude yoishvim b'sukais. Uriya taine that he did not want to go lebeisoi, to ishtoi, because he taine the matzav is as follows. Ha'orein b'Yisrael b'Yehude yoishvim b'sukes. V'adoyni yoye v'avdi adoyni apnei hasodachayne. Ani, then Torah says, v'lishka v'mishti, v'mashma shahoyu sa'okoponim. So, the mashma zay, David HaMelech sent him l'ishtoy. The mashma shahoyu acherim mutorim b'tash mishamite. Elo shuriya achiti, Hayamach miralatzma lepishoy Yisrael b'tzoret, the komalei David reid lebeischa. David Amelach told him reid lebeischa. That's what David Amelach told him. Ba'afal pikein, and what did he tell him? He gave him a whole megillah that the Klal Yisrael is b'tzar. He mentioned the vadoyni yoyev avde yadoyni pnei asode v'Yisrael chaynim yoishvim b'sukais. So he also, Darun was also, Darun is also Shalai Bim Kaimai, if there would be a clear cut Issa, Kozman that the Orin is Shalai Bim Kaimai, that there's an Issa Tashmish, so Shishim said, Klo, it's also, and what did David HaMelech tell him? David HaMelech told him, Reid Lebeis. Ba'oid Kamrinim Beperik Chelik, Tabi David, שאופח משקובי של לילה למשקובי של יום, ונסעלמו ממנו הלוך הזו. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, this happened by day. This was before the whole Maisa with the Nesoyin of Basheva. So the Gemara says that David HaMelech asked the Rabbi Nishloilem why Rabbi Nishloilem is called Elokei Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. He's not called Elokei Dov. The Bein Shalom told him because he was Manasseh the Ovitz, and David, he wasn't Manasseh, so therefore they were Imed bin Nisoyim, so therefore they were Zeichet, to be called the Lekei Ovitz. But David was not Imed bin Nisoyim. So David HaMelech was Mispalo b'choneini v'naseini, Adarabe. Put me also in a Nisoyim, and Now be Oymed in the Nisoyin, and I'll be Zeichet to be the Elokei David. So the Rebbeinu Shlom tells him, okay, I'll put you in a Nisoyin, and I'll even do more than I did for them. I'll tell you what Nisoyin I'm going to put you in. And Fakel, we'll see if you'll be Oymed in the Nisoyin. So the Rebbeinu Shlom told David that I'll put him in a Nisoyin of a Nisoyin of Elde, of Advarel. Fine. So David HaMelech heard this, that he's going to be put in an Nisoyin of Arayis. So Memelech said, the Gemara says, Shehofach Mishkovei Shalaila L'Mishkovei Shoyot. So in order to be Mevatel, the Yetzer of Taivis Erve, So instead of being mishamish mitosei balaylo, he's mishamish mitosei bayoim. Should be in his battle from him, the taiva velve, should be able to be oimed ben nisoy. That's what David HaMelech did. When his alma mimenu halochezu, but he forgot one thing, that the Gemara says, Eivazu masbiya irov mariba isove, that by being masbiya, one gets a greater ra'ovain for this type. That was the only, so that was nis'alme mimenu halochezu. So that was what he did wrong by being mashaper mishkov shalayla le mishkove shalyay. Abavaisis be'etzim tashmishamita was muta. Aye, we have here an agamore mashmish balayla oya muta. Like Tachtaitis here, we have an agamore that kozman the orin is not bim kaimoi. So it's also b'tash mishamit. Boi mari, the shnei aroines hoyu, echod sheboi shivrei haluchais menochem. There's one orem that the shivrei luchais were menochem. Vo'oi soi hoyu meilichim b'mulchomets. And this orem was taken b'mulchomets, k'desanye b'sefri, v'aroin bris Hashem neisei lifneim yoimom, Ze she yoytze imohem lemulchome. That was the orin that went out with them lemulchome. Vuhu aroin eit she osa moishe ba'aloi se lesinai. This was the aroin eit that Moshe Rabbeinu made when he went up for the luchas niyis. Kedavsi v'luchas achoinis v'mishne teure v'asisa lecho aroin eit. Now in this orin, Utchile somboy gam luchas achoynis. In this orin, the luchas achoynis were here, kedachsi v'osim es haluchas ba'orin asher osisi. Ad shenasa orin shel zov she'osa betalo. So the luchas achoynis were in the orin shel eitz, till betalo made the orin shel zov, v'oz nosnu boy luchas achoynis. Kedersi v'nosato el ha'orein es ha'edus asher etein elechem. V'chein oso, kedersi v'bava yakel. U'bahu airi, so now we have two oreines. So the oren shel eitz l'maise remained in that oren, the shivrei luchet. And this oren was yaitzi l'mulchome. And the oren shel zov, that the luchas, the luchas achaynis were in that oren, and that oren had a bibim koyim. Ubahu ayri hoche shayin esorim betash mishamit dekshloi hoya bim koyim. Va'oy say loy hoya regilim lahaylich bimulcham. It's the arayim shel zov, they didn't bring to mulcham. They only used to bring the arayim shel eitz. Some amelis farem. Heistis abayuriya hachiti, that taket, the oren was, they said in the posik, in the oren be Yisrael be Yehuda Yashvim besukis, he was speaking about the oren shalait with the shivrei luchas. So that was, I mean, there was a gewaldic tshas tzar, that Klal Yisrael was betzar, the oren shalait was there, but that did not create any isurim. Since the Oren Shel Zov, but the Luchis was Bim Kaimai. V'oi se leher gim lehoilach Bim Mulchome. The Oren Shel Zov, they weren't Melech Mulchome. Kedachsiv v'shiloi, when once they did take out the Oren Shel Zov, so there we see the Plishtim said, Mi yatzileinu miyad olakim adirim ha'ile, ki lehoisa kazais mitmel shilshem. In fact, since they did take out then the Arenai, the Oren Shel Zov, Loku, the Golok, and Meforish Rashios. Uma Shahoya Imohem Bil Mulchemesh Yeshua, Alpiyadibaroya Isayakil. So if the Seder was that only the Arenai Shalates were with them Bil Mulchemesh, so what was. So here Taisus is saying we have to say that the Oren Shel Zov was also with them, because that's what Asel Tashmish Amita, that the Oren Shel Zov was Shalai Bim Kaimai. So what was that doing there?
Apia dibu lo yo isakel. So this was apia dibu. So memele, so was apia dibu that bishasta being loichem, they should have with them the arayne shalzor. Now at night it wasn't a shas mulchome be'etzim, so there was a tree on them to return the arayne shalzor. They didn't do it, so they were mevatel pilya b'rivi. V'hod darshinem beperikam edabo bebasra. Ein ba'orein rak melamed shehaluchais v'shivrei luchais menochem ba'arim. Now, the Gemara Baba Basra weiss Tois. Tois said there are two Arainis. One Arain was with the Shivrei Luchis, and one Arain was with the Luchis. And though weiss Tois that in one Arain was the Shivrei Luchis and the Luchis. So Tois says, Hainu Arain she'osa betzalu. That Gemara is speaking about the Arain she'osa betzalu. Kedemash ma'osa. So Tois says, the hoya bevei selomim. This already was Bevei Salomon. This was on the base Hamikdash was built. So Memele, so then the Shivrei Luchis were also transported into the Arayne Shalzor. The Bishloimai Ksiv Haikra. This Pasuk was written Bisman Malchus Shloimo when they built the base Hamikdash. Vafilu Leman de Dorish Ein Ba'orin Rak. That Pasuk is written about Bisman Shloimo. Afilu leman de dorish ma'asher shibarto v'samtom b'oroin. One man de yom b'darish is that the Shivrei Luchis were together with the Luchis from the posig of asher shibarto v'samtom b'oroin. So v'aistachoyis that bizman Moshe Rabbeinu it was like that. Hainu bebinyin abayis shehoyis emunachas adayat. That the Samtam Ba'orim does not mean now, that means when later they'll be built a Beis Hamikdash, then the Shivrei Luchais and the Luchais will be together. Someone asked me, I wasn't able to be Mevara, I mean, it seems from Akoponim that is an Isser Tashmish Hamite when the Oren is Shaloi Bim Kaimai. So Taisus answers, by Uriye, the Oren was Bim Kaimai. So he asked me now, Wustat sich now, after the Chuban Abayis, the Oren was Nignas. So is L'chayre, that's L'chayre Shaloi Bim Kaimai. L'chayre, unless you'll say that Kufa, the Mokim Gniza, that's now the Mokim Ha'oren. But if you'll say that the Demokim Ha'orim is in the Kodesh Kadoshim, that's Mekoimai. So L'chayre, so now it's not B'mekoimai. So what is the Heter Tashmish now? B'derech Efsher, I was thinking, I don't know if this is Emes, but Tachsach Meir Rab Chaim Volozhiner says in an ode that, the Gemara says, "Ein la kodesh baruch hu al dalad amei shal alochet." So Dafner Chaim Volozhiner says that Kolzman there was the Beis Hamikdash kaim, so the ikar mokim ashros hashchina was in the kodesh kadoshim. Now, "Ein la kodesh baruch hu al dalad amei shal alochet." This is the ikar mokim ashros hashchina. Perhaps we could be mamtik a little. So I saw bringing a very interesting maaseh. It was with Rav Sadia going. So since I've chedusha Rav Shloimeh brings down this maaseh that when Rav Sadia going became Rosh Masiftin and Sure, he built a yeshiva. And when he built the yeshiva, so they needed funds, so they appealed from all the surrounding areas to be mishtatev to build the yeshiva. So there was a Osher and Mitzrayim that heard about the yeshiva's building, so he had a desire that he wants to build the Oren, the Mokim Ha'oren, that he wanted to build in the yeshiva. And he traveled from Mitzrayim to Sure, and he saw the Oren was built. So he had murdered the Khalisha Sadat, that's what he wanted to build an Oren, and the Oren was built already. So he came to Rav Sadia Goyin and he told him what he had planned, what he wanted. That was a shifa. So Rav Sadia Goyin told him, Amayra de Kazach. He says, Medavisan, he says, you know, we have two Torahs. We have a Torah Shebiksav and a Torah Shebalpeh. The Torah Shebiksav, so that we go, we put in the Oren, and that's what it is. That's the Oren holds the Torah Shebiksav. He says, about the Torah Shebalpeh, we have another Oren. He says, the shtender that the Bocha learns from, the benkel that the Bocha sits on, that's the Oren. And that's where the Torah finds itself. We have another Oren. So the Mele, you can contribute to this other Oren. So it could be the Shtim's very good, that now Ein La Kodesh Bochu Ela Bedalad Amish Ela Loch Ed Achsamer the Hemekdova writes that after Chuban Abayis, there was a Gevaldike Hizgalus of a Torah Shebaal Peh. I mean, that was Nishadish after Chulben Abayis. So Memele, so it could be, after, now we have other Aroinis, now we have the Dalad, that's the Oren, Bamdachanam the Oren Ben Koimai, so that's where the Ashkos Ashkin is. Before that time, so then also was told Itake in the Aroinis Shalzov, so there we needed that the Aroinis Shalzov should be Ben Koimai. Ich weiß nicht, Efshe Bemokim, Efshe, kann man Efshe sagen das. Ubi Yerushalmi Ike Plukte Beperk Meshuach Muhammad. The Machlokes in the Yerushalmi, the Yesh Misha Oimrim Oren Echad Hoy, there was only one Oren. The Koma Hosom Kro Mesayel El Rabbi Yehuda Peire, Sha Oimer Sheshnei Oren Isoyu. Ha Oren the Yisrael Yoishvim Besuke. The Pasuk says, "So Oren b'Yisrael Yoshim b'Sukkis." Frek the Yerushalmi v'loy Oren b'Tzion hoy. So Memele, so Kocher, there were two Oreinis, and that's like the way Tosfos says the Oren Shalaitz was b'Sukkis, and the other Oren, the Oren Shalzor was b'Tzion. But Frek the Yerushalmi, according to the man the Omar, my old delay Rabbanon Shoyim Rim Oren Echad hoy. Rabbanon that said it was Oren Echad. So what did they do with this Pasuk? Well, how can you say the Oren was Besukis or was Betzin? So the Yerushalmi answers, Elo Shohoyu Bekirui Acheloi Nivna Beis Abchire. What does that mean? Perish. We're only speaking about, there's only one Oren. So Besukis Bekomrinin Lo Shohoyu Imohem Bemulchoma. Does not mean that the Oren was together with Klai Yisrael B'Mochom, it was B'tzion. Ala Kloimer Shohoyo B'Kirui Shelchol. It found itself in a dwelling of Chol, She'enoi Beis HaMikdash. So that's what Uriah said. Uriah tainted that the Oren does not find itself in Amokei Mekudish, B'Kirui Shelchol. Zuktachtois with Aval peace. What is the real tiny? I was speaking about before Binyan Abai. Sava Bishabekachle Hoyo Nesorim Betash Mishamite. The Gamuria Atmoy Hoyo Nosri Basheva. So what's tiny tell that the Oren is not Nabinyan Sholkoidish? So what is? In Cain, Hoyo Machmer Al Atmoy Lifresh Mini Isel Bishvil Shaene Bemigda. So what is the taina of Avoriyah? Mikol Moke, even the Ike Talte L'Reyusa, the Yisrael Oyo B'Molchom Yoishvim B'Sukkis, V'Gam Ori, Eine B'Migdash Oyo Reitzel Hachmel Ha'atmi, Riyah made a Pesat Zirot. The Oren is Eichnet is Ein Ganzen Mesudadik, and Klal Yisrael is Mesudadik, is Memele, that was why he wanted to be Machmer Ha'atmi. V'Have Goris B'Yerushalmi, Shohoyo Sheloi Bekirui Perish Ela Besoy Hayeriye, that there was, it's only Besoy Hayeriye, it wasn't even in a building, Micha Tvei. The Lishna de Kirui Loi Mashmi Shei Choyl, of Dika Chesorin was. That it was not in Amokim Mekudish, of Zika Chosom in Aseifa. Shohoyo Bekirui, I mean, because it's in a binyan Shel Choyl. So that would be better. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Shmur Bar Inye Mishmei Darab Godel Talmud Torah Yeser Me'akroves Tmidim. Talmud Tomer is greater than Akrovis Tamidim, the Omalei Ato Bosi, and the Avle of the Bitla Tamidim, he didn't come. Now he came Ato Bosi. That's what other Mephoshim say, because Zeis HaTeira Lo'ilo V'Lachatos V'Loshlomim Zebach HaShlomim. So the Chazal Darshan, Zeis HaTeira Kol HaIsik B'Teira Leitzorich Lo'ilo V'Loichatos Lo'ilo Lo'ilo. So Memele, if they would have been Isik B'Teira, so that would have been Mishaken that they weren't Makrib the Tomit. About the they do an Eisib Gatayra also, so we see that God will Talmud Teira Yaisim Akrovis Tamidim. Omara Brune Omara Kol Hayoshon Bekilo She Ish Ve Ishta Ishruyim Bo. A person who's Yoshon Becheder She Ish Ve Ishta Ishruyim Bo Olov Akosov Oima Nishay Ami Tegorshum Mi Beis Tanugel. Sokt Rashi Bekilo Becheder, Nishe Amiti Goshen, Sheboishen Hein Mimeno, since he's together in the same room. Omer Rav Yosef, Afilu Beishtoi Nide. He's also, it's a shtel. Rova Omer, Im Ishtoi Nide, Tovi Olof Broche. Fakert, so there won't be Nichshol in Achet. Veloi, the Ave Idno Man Natrei. So al kochoch suge basheishanim klal Yisrael does not need a shmirah. So al kapon himself, so that what he's taking away the privacy of ish v'ishtoi, so that's the posting neshe amit egoshen mi beis tanuget. Zuk te gemore, ahu mevoye davedaye bei lachmon baristik. So Taisu says, rach kores homon. He will see he was a goy. Lachman baristik zektrashi kach shemoi. So I thought, what is Rashi telling us? Lachman baristik. Vashteitzik kach shemoi. What is Rashi being moisif over here? So I said, Avotam Baruch Hashem, I found that it was femistake because the Teis Rabbeinu Peretz bring this for the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rashi et kahal takashe. You had a goy. So why do you have to go and say his father's name? We just had a Gemara before Daf Samach Gimel Akert the Gemara. Why do you have to mention his father's name, the one that was Moir Alocha B'Snei Rabbi, to tell you that against the Maise that it wasn't a Moshul Stake? The Gemara macht doch an Eisig wegen das, as mezuk the Tatis anomen. Was darf mezuk the Goyis Tatis nomen? And between you and me, if the Gemara says me no longer of it, the Gemara says to Roy Bill is Ach Abal, basically by a Goy Bechlal Geitison. Is al koponim, so why did the Gemara have to say Lachman bar Ristik? So Rashi says Kach Shemoy, not his father's name was Ristik. Bar Ristik was his name. Lachman bar Ristik, that is his name. So the Gemara says his name, and that's what the Bein Hananel says. That's not his father's name, that was his name. Kach Shemoy, Ristik was also, bar Ristik was his name. That's what Rashi is telling us over here. Because we hear the Agoy, that was living in Amovoy. Amru lei oiger lon reshusach. So they told him that he should rent out his reshus to them. That we had in the beginning of the perikado. Loi oiger lo, he wasn't interested in renting it out to them. Is doch bitter. Also amru lei labai. So they came to Rabbi. So they said, we have a problem. We have a guy living in Amovoy. And he doesn't want to rent out his reshus in the movie. Omalahu Sabaya told them, Zilu betilu reshusaychu legabichat. It should be mevatel your reshus. That means all the people in the chatzeres in the movie should be mevatel their reshus legabichat. So pshad is their schusim in the movie their mevatel. Have le yochid b'mokim nochi. So memele, so we have, who is living now in this movie? We have here over here, the person that were mavat, all of them were mavat on their reshus, so it's considered like they're not living in the movie. So you only have one Yid living in the Movi, and there's one Goy in the Movi. Havala Yochid b'mokim nochi, v'yochid b'mokim nochi, we pass on to Beleza ben Yaakov, v'layosa. So Memela, so it's no problem. Omrulei, so the Yesus Abai is an Einfall. Omrulei, but they want to find out the test. Midi hu time ele de loy shchich de dairi. There's a lomdis of Yochid b'mokim nochi, that it's since a nochi is choshed and shvich is domi, so it's loy shchich de dairi, so milso loy shchich le gozra bo rabonet. V'hoche oke dairi, but here they live. You have a lot of people living in the Movi, so we don't have to be afraid of this Haman. So Memele, so we don't have the heter of Ablezer ben Yaakov. Amalohu kol betulu rishusayu gabi chad milse de lo ishchichi. U milse de lo ishchichi le gozru bo rabo. There's also milse de lo ishchichi, that all of them should be mevatel their rishus in the Movoi, is also a milse de lo ishchichi. Ozo Rav Huna bereide Rav Yeshua. So that's how Abaye was matter. Omro lishmaite kame de Rav. So he told over this shtik teire that Abaye said to Rav. Omalei im kein bitalto teires erev mei oisem ob movoi. Yom avatel, I says, dostach abzazaite, so now they won't be ma'arev anymore on this movoi. So people won't know about the carrying, and there's no Erev. Taisa says, I mean, Shittuf over here, B'Shittuf Mairi. He says, there won't be any din Shittuf in my voice anymore. The Metrotach on Shittuf, it's not a good thing. So the Gemara says, no, the Ma'arvi. We'll make an Erev. So Rashi says, the Ma'arvi Beinayim, I forgot the Loimani. That means the Shittuf really doesn't help, because there's a guy here. But you said that they'll forget about Torah Shittuf if the guy had no intentions of moving. So Memela, they'll forget about Torah Shittuf at Menachem Shittuf, even though it doesn't help. So the Sarov said, Yoimru Erev Moil B'Mokim Nochi. But there'll be a different choice. He says, they're making a Shittuf. Shittuf really doesn't help. Now what does help is the bittle. But the people, if they'll see the shittuf, so they'll say that helps with mokim nochi, that even though there's a nochi, you'll make shittuf in my voice, it'll be good. So the Gemara says, the machazinen achas, yeah, machazinen. So we'll call out, the trashi, the machazinen av yodin, she'ein eruvenu moil klum, ve'ein onu moitzin mechatzreisenu lemovi. We can't take out from our chatzeres to the movi because we will mevatel our shoes in the movi. Uma she'onu metaltelem besoiche b'shvil she'oshus ha'yochid in the movi alone they were metaltel not alts eruvi chatzeres because it's a reshus ha'yochid and that's why they were metaltel. But the Yerev doesn't help taka. The Yerev is not matter. Yeah. So now the Bimach is this. So the Gemara achasta le dardiki, b'chi achosa zuzuk rashi moyo le deiris aboi, you once mache, she yiru oisa metaltulim kan, loy shomu b'achosa, so they're going to think they will know this whole of this. So this is not a good answer. Elo om arov, reizel chad minayu, li koriv gatlei, one of the people of the Movi should become a friend of his. Fine. Likoriv legabei zukrashi yishtadol im anochi ad shiye oyavoy. Fine. That's step number one. Step number two, velisho minei duchte. Then, he's already a friend of this guy, he should borrow from him a mokim where to put a something in his chotza. Voleinech bo midu. Zutrashi, v'yashulei hanochi mokim b'chatzeroi, las nuchi b'imidi, tekiven b'hashte dayer yisroel b'chotzer hanochi. Now, in this chotzer, I mean, this chotzer is the problematic chotzer. We can't make, with the goy, you can't make shtufim b'voiz. Avalei ha-yisroel kischiroi ulekitoi shel nochi, אומר רב יהודה, אומר שמול, אפילו סחירוי ואפילו לקיטוי, נויסן אירובוי ודאי. So ממילא, he could give, he could be משתתף in the שיתופי מבויס, and שולם על ישראל. ואומר רב יהודה, אפילו סחיר לקיטוי של נוחי, אם ישראל הוא, נויסן אירובוי עם בני מובוי ודאי. סוחר לעבוד אסכול השונה, לקיטוי למויס הקוצר והאוסף. So that was Rav's Eicha. Now let us see the Rashi's we skipped over. Betilu Rishu Saichu de Movui Legabi Chad Minayu. Now we had many Chatzeres that were Pesuach to the Movui, and then we had one Chatz of the Goy that was Pesuach to the Movui. So Rashi says, so what did they accomplish? The Bnei Achotzer that were mevatel their reshus in the Movi, what did they accomplish? So Rashi says, Va'afal gav de inhu asurim lohoitzim echatzroi seyim lemovi. Now they can't take out the kelim sheshofsu b'chatzroi seyim lemovi. Kidisnan nosnu loy reshuson. If they were mevatel their reshus, so what was Abaye's Eitzah? What do they gain by being mevatel their issues? Ahani le'miho le'talto b'chol ha'movoi kelim she'shofsu b'soichoi. But now they'll gain one thing, that even though they can't take out from their chotzer to the movi, but now they'll be permitted to be metalto the kelim sheshavsu b'seichoi in the movi, they'll be permitted to be metaltal these kelim in the movi. The kelim sheshavsu b'beis hayochid shebitlo rishusam etzloi. The Slachim Rashi means the kelim sheshavsu b'beis hayochid, which he's allowed to take them now out into the movi, they'll be able to be metaltal these kelim in the movi also. The ilav hochi, without this, asuri l'tiltuli beke, the mrinim b'mesech eshabes perik abalev z'roimim lehebi kli. But the Gemara says that if there's no shitufei mevois, so you're not allowed to be metaltal in the movi also. Now let us see Taisus. Betilu rishusaychu legabi chad minaychu. Perish bekontre. Afal gav de inhu asiri lohitzi mechatzroi seyem lemovi. Even though they're not permitted to take out from their chotzer to the movi, after their mevatel, kidisnan, nosnu loy reshuson, hu muter, vehein asurim. Ahani lohu mihu, but it helped them, letalto bechol amovi. It helped them to be metaltal b'chol ha-movui, kelim sheshavsu b'seichoi. The kelim sheshavsu b'seichoi, that's mutter for them to be, the shavsu b'seichoi ha-movui, they're not mutter to be metaltal. The kelim sheshavsu b'beis ha-yochid, shebitul rishusa metzloi, they'll also be permitted to be metaltal in the movui. The e lav hochi. But if they won't be mevatel their issues, aba asiri l'tiltulebe. So they're also to be metaltal in the movi. Kidem rinen b'mesach eshabes per kabbalezer oime, im lehevi, the movi sheloi nishtat fuboi, a movi that there was no shittuf, so it says as follows. Irvu chatzeiros im habatem. So if the Chatzeres were ma'arev im abatim, there was no shitufei mevois. The Chatzeres were not mishatef one with the other. So it says like this. Irvu Chatzeres im abatim. But if there was Irvu Chatzeres, ein metaltlin boi elo ba'arba amis. So you're only permitted to be metaltl ba'arba amis. In the movie. Loi ilvu chatzeres im abatim muta letaltal bekula. Then you're permitted to be metaltal in the movi. Now, what is the reason for this halacha? So Peshav explains as follows. If it's il vuchatzei reisim habatim, shchichi moni debatim bechotza. So then, so if the chatzeiris, if the batim in the chatzeiris from ma'adev zeim ze, so they're allowed to take out from the bayish into the chotza. So you have here in the chotza kalim of the batim. Shchichi moni debatim bechotza. Vigozrinom, so now we gozer dilma osi lafukino mechotzelamovi. Maybe they'll carry them out from the chotzelamovi, the kalim sheshavsu bebatim. And that is also. Lefichach osa letalto bemovi, so in order to ensure that we won't take out from the chotzel to the movi. So memelet osa letalto bemovi elabedaladamis. Avo b'shaloi irvu, but what is if the batim shebechotza were not ma'arev? The loy shchichi mani the batim bechotza. So there in the chotza you won't find mani the batim, because you're not permitted to take out from the batim to the chotza. Lekel amigza. So you don't have to be afraid that they'll take the money, the bottom, the kalim from the bottom into the mova, because there's no kalim of the bottom in the chotza. I the imishum dilma osi little tuli kalim sheshavsu bechotza lemovoi. I the bottom they'll take out into the movoi. So let's be afraid that they'll take out kalim sheshavsu bechotza lemovoi. So Taisa says no. Rav le time. The Omar le kamon halachik Rav Shimon. The Omar chotzer the kalfef umovi rishus achesayin. Vehu shaloi irvu kideperish hosom bekunto. So memele. So if they weren't ma'ariv, as if they were ma'ariv lechayre, then we have the kalim sheshavsu bebatim. They weren't ma'ariv, so memele we only have kalim sheshavsu bechotza, and kalim sheshavsu bechotza is memele one is permitted to take out into the movi, because a chotza and a movi is a rishus achas. So therefore they did not ask the total in the movi. Now Tais is going to ask a kasha. Before we see Taisvus Kasha, let us see the Rabbi Kevege. Lo yadati Gilyan Ashas, Lamai Hutzuchu Larichezu, Veloma Loi Hikshu Bechazoka de Mimonavshe. Im Loi Irvu, how is it speaking about over here in our case? He says, we're bringing a Gemara in Shabbos, but the Gemara in Shabbos says as follows. Tiltu Bemovoi is if it's irvu batim im chatzeres, tiltu b'movi is also. If it's loy irvu batim im chatzeres, so tiltu b'movi is mutter. So Taisha is mamonosh. Im loy irvu, so how is it speaking about in this case? If they weren't ma'arev. Taisha, Rashi said the whole accomplishment that we got through the bittul was that you're allowed to be metaltal the kalim in the movi. So Taisha is mamonosh. Im loy irvu, if they weren't ma'arev, palav bitul, bitul, oyemut kalim sheshov su b'movi. So without the bitul, that's halacha, there's no shituf in a voice. But the kalim sheshov su b'movi is mutter to be metalto. Ube irvu, and if they were ma'arev, so now we have the kalim sheshavsu bebayit, and that you're not allowed to take out into, and that you can take out into the chotzer, and that you're not allowed to take out into the movi, is gambitoloi mahani, mitzorchi in godol. So, well, Kapodobo, see, Taisus asks the kash in a roundabout way, but Rabbi Kivegi says the crux of the kash is, what did we accomplish with this bitl? If it's irvu, I feel a bitl shouldn't help. And if it's loy irvu, you don't need the bitl. Okay, now let's see how Taisus asked the kasha. V'kosha l'ri. The mistome hani dishmaiten, היו מערבים חצרס עם הבוטים. Now, Tosfos wants to figure out what the story was in this case. So Tosfos says, Mistome, the only problem they had a problem with the goy, with this homer. But Mistome, Tosfos says, היו מערבים חצרס עם הבוטים. ורישוס המובי, what were they מבטל? ורישוס המובי לבדוי היו מבטל. That's what they were mevatel. The problem was in the movi, because the goy had access to the movi also. So in order to solve this problem, they were mevatel their rishus in the movi. But the bnei achotza were ma'ariv zeim ze. The eloi hoyu ma'arvin. So now this wants to prove they were ma'arvin. The eloi hoyu ma'arvin. So what did they gain by not being ma'arev? So they lost the shimush of the chotza. It would be better from them that they should be muta b'chatzeret. Ve'yeosru kulon b'movui, mima shoye kulon asurim b'chatzeret. Ubemovoi, if they weren't ma'ariv, if they weren't ma'ariv in the chatzeres, so what will be? Shoyekulom asurim bechatzeres. Ubemovoi, bishvil ha'echot, shohoyemuta. Vekivin shoyemaravin im chatzeres, im kelo yetochin, ma sheperish bekunteret. So Tosfos
is like putting it down. Whatever they did, Tosfos. But Tosfos says, "Mesama they was zicha or ma'ariv in the chatzair." So since they were ma'ariv in the chatzair, v'kimin shoyim ma'ariv in the chatzair, im keila yitochin mashe perish bekunteres. Tahani bitulze letaltul b'chol hamavoi. Kalim sheshavsu b'seichoi. Hey, how could you be metaltal kalim sheshavsu b'seichoi? The kalim sheshavsu b'beis hayochid. That's what they accomplished from the bittle. Ki v'ndeir v'chatzeres im abatim. So now you have in the chatzeres the kalim of kol b'nei hachotze. And Chazal was Geizel, that you can't be metaltal in the Movoi Gzeire. He might take out the Kalim Sheshavsu Bebayis, he'll take out into the Movoi. His aim is to say metaltal by Elo Bedalit. So that is Kasha number one. So what did this Bittel accomplish? That Emerson was Rashi's Kasha. Rashi had a Kasha, after their Mevatel, their issues in the movie, they can't take out from the chotzer to the movie. So the whole thing that they could accomplish is they can be metaltal in the movie. That's what Rashi said. Kalim sheshavsu b'movi, or his kalim. So fektach taisis, but they're not allowed to do this since they were ma'ariv, and since they zichah geloyim to be ma'ariv, in order that they should be able to be metaltal from their bottom to the chotzer. So now you're not allowed, in these kalim, you're not allowed to take out kalim sheshavsu bibotayim. You're not allowed to take out into, from the chotzer into the movoi. So memele, you're not allowed to be metaltal daladamis in the movoi. V'oid, the kaimalon kevosi de Rab Yochanan, the omar lekamon, halochi ke Rab Shimon, the Omar Kalfe Pachotze Rishus Achasein, Bein Irvu, Bein Lo Irvu. We paskin that Afilu Lo Irvu, it also has a din of one Rishus. V'loi Kaimalon Kehi De Rav De Shabbos. That they were, by Irvu, they were guys not into the Talpo, into the Mowri. Vim kein mitchila nami oyemuta litalto bikula. So what did they accomplish with the bittle? ומיהו לגבי בייס היוחיד ודי מהני ביטל. So now Taisa says, so let's forget about the tiltal b'movi. The tiltal b'movi could be, since we passed like Rabbi Yochanan, so the tiltal b'movi they had without his bittul. But what was accomplished by their bittul? Umiyu legabi beis hayochid, legabi the bais of this yochid, vadi mahani bittul. Va'afilu לשתף בוטי או אחרים מהני לעניין שהיוחד שביטלו רישו סון אצלוי יוכל להויצי כלי בוטיין למובוי. So he says, Tosis says, you know what was accomplished? Now, not that what Rashi said, that you could be metaltal the kelim sheshopsu in the movoi. No, what was accomplished with the bitlu was that this yochid is allowed to take out from his bias. That means like this. We consider now, after everyone was mevatel their reshus in the movui, so it comes out, no one has a schus in the movui besides this yochid. And all the batim, they made eruv chatzeres also. So you're allowed to take out from he had to take out from each bias. All batim are considered like one big bias. So Memela Sotaisa says, Miu legabi beis hayochid, legabi the bias of this yochid, vadi mahani bitl. So the bitl helps that he's allowed to take out from his house into the mobile. Va'afilu l'shatev bote acherim mahani linyin. This will also help the gabi the kelim in the bottom acherim le'inyin shahayochid shebitlu rishuson etloy. The yochid that they were mevatel their rishus to him. Yochil lahoitzi kli boteyem lemovoy. So he'll be allowed to take out the kelim of their bias to the movi. That means like this, who's living in the movi? There's only one yid that all of them are mavatal, there's issues in the movi. So there's one chotzer, the guy doesn't answer because one guy doesn't answer on one yid. So memele, so you have a yochid, all the houses are one because they made a ruvi chatzer. So all the houses is like his house also. It's all one big house. And it's his movui. So he's allowed to take out so I can design the Shabbos goy for all of the bnei ha-movui. That means if they want kelim in the movui, so he could take out their kelim into the movui. So that is what was accomplished. Yochloitzik li botei hen le movui. Sha'erev oise oison kebayis echot. The erev makes like they were one big bayis. So memele, so this person who they were mevatel, they reshus to in the movoi, so this person can take out from all their batim into the movoi. That is what the bnei chotzer zu accomplished. Now, what did the Bnei Chotzer Acheres accomplish? So, if they were separate Chatzeres, so they didn't gain anything from this whole deal. Because he wasn't Ma'ariv with them. But, V'gam ima Chatzeres Psuchai Zul Izu. But, what will be if the Chatzeres were Pasuach Zul Izu? Let's say there was a Delis between each Chotzer. The Irvu, and all the Chatzeres were Ma'arev together, so now all the Chatzeres is like one big Chotzer. All the bottom of the Chotzer is like one big Bayis. So Memelin, everything belongs to this Yid, who they were Mavatel, the Rishus, to in the Movui. So now it's Gevaldik, so this Yid can be the Shabbos Goy for all the Botei Chatzeres. He can take out their Kalim, into the movie. Gam im chaser psul chazul zu veilvu yochel a yochel lohitzi mikol abatim vachaseres Lemovi. So he can take out from all the Basim and the Chatzeres, Lemovi. Shenasin akel echod ayidei erev. Yeah, it's called one. Umikol mokoim. So now Taisus has a different order. Amonimshech. If to the Erev, it's called like it's one big reshus, and that's why he can take out all. So why do you need the bittul? So Ayidei Erev, let us consider like it's one big happy family here, so it's one mishpoche together with a goy. So Taisus says, Umikol mokim, yachid b'mokim nochi leichoshiv al Yidei Erev. A yachid b'mokim nochi, that Erev will not help. To make that we should consider like it's a one yochid shimkain loyhoyetzoyach loyilam liska. So then the whole takone became bottle. Because the whole takone was that if you have shtei batim shoyschim zu al zu, you have to be soyche from the goys. If you'll say two eruvichatzeres, they become one. So what did we accomplish? So al kochach, Eruvich Hetzeres will not make them one, Ligabi the Goy. But Eruvich Hetzeres will make them one, that al kaponim this yid that they were mabatel, they reshus to, he'll be able now to take out their kalim into the movi. The ein loyma. Ki vinshal yidei bitul mishteri, since al kaponim. Through bittul, it does become mutal. What did you say before? You said before, Erev did not make one, because if they would make one, lehetzach leilam liska. Vein loy mekim inshay day bittul mishri. But through bittul, it does become mutal. Loy ayetzarech liska roit. So also they won't be seicha. The soul takone is also will become bottle, because you have a problem with the goy, you'll be mavatel the reshus. Kivada yitztarchu. That means that yizicha will be soicha from the goy. Why? Shabitul ain't a matter el liyochid, because this bittul is not an ideal situation. This bittul is taka matter. Philadelphia was a ruvichatzeire. But the bittul is only matter whenever I want something to be taken out into the mavui, I have to find this yid and tell him to take it out. Shabittul ain't a matter el liyochid. Avol ashar asuri. But the rest of the bnei achotz, they're not permitted to take out from their bayis into the mavui. She'im yaitziyu, because the minute they take out from their bayis in the movi, harei heim marzikim bershusom sheyesh lam b'movi koydem abitul. So they marzik, they're getting back their reshus that they had in the movi before the bitul. Ubatul abitul b'kach, v'havelu merubim b'mokim nochi. So it is not an ideal situation. It is not an ideal situation. That you ask a kasha, what did they accomplish? That you have to be soicha from the nochi. They'll be mevatel their reshus. So Taisa says, no, they'll mevatel their reshus. It's not ideal. Because only the one they will mevatel their reshus to is able to take out the kalim. They will be unable to. So memele, no, here there was a problem in this mavui. There was a problem that the guy didn't want to be maskil. So here, Abai said, Al Kaponim, this is the Al Kaponim, this revach they can have, if they'll all be mevatel their reshus to one bayis, Al Kaponim, through this they'll be able, that the kalim will be able to be taken out into the mavui to this person that they will mevatel their reshus to. The imtaima, frektach tois. Kiven shekol achatzeres nach nasis achas. All the chatzeres became one. We said that there was, the chatzeres were psuches zulizul. And they had made a ruvei chatzeres. Gam boteim kemoi kein nasin echot al yedei eret. So memelek shvektach taisvis kshievatloi hamovui leechot. So it's considered they all live in one house. They all live in one house. The whole Bnei Amovi live in one house. This was accomplished this was accomplished. Let us say, for practical purposes, it's not nafkamina. But let us say the Erev was put into the house of the person they were mevatel their reshustu. So we say that everyone lives in that house. And they were mevatel their reshus to the person who lives in that house. Is lama yuheim asurim. So since they were mevatel their reshus to the person who lives in that house, and they also live in that house, so why are they also? V'chi, im shnayim dorim bebayis echot, if two people are living in one house, ubitlu b'nei hachotze reshuson le'echot me'ashnayim, and the bnei hachotze were mevatel their reshus to one of the two. You mean you have two people living in one house, and the bnei hachotze were mevatel their reshus to one of the two people living in this house. So memele, so there's no other batim now in the chotze. This is the only bayis in the chotze. V'chi levado yeheimuta lohoitzi min habayis lechotze v'chaveire ador imo yeheyose. Well, they were there's only one house now in the chotze. The other batim were mevatel their reshus. So whoever lives in this house should be mutter to take out into the chotze. Frektach teis, since they made eruvi chatzeres. So memel, they're all living in one house, and they were mevatel to this house. So whoever lives in this house, a new angle teis is asking. So whoever lives in this house should be mutter to take out. That's Taisvis Kash. So Taisvis says, Ze eine kashe klum, kim nirze nucha loima ein ochinami. Efshein ochinami tak. You can tak say that, that only the person they were mevatel to is permitted, and the others are not permitted.